3 countdown. Top catches in Jets history. Number 3. Wesley Walker goes the distance.
In Jets history, there's probably no player that was more of a pure home run hitter than Wesley Walker.
Anytime you're backed up on the road in hostile territory against a divisional opponent, you need a big play.
Ken O'Brien faked a handoff to Freeman McNeil, and that allowed Wesley Walker to get free, and he just outran the defense.
We did catch the defense off guard.
Monstrous play in a divisional game on the road in Orchard Park, New York. Wesley Walker, one of the prolific deep threats in NFL history.
And Wesley's speed, forget about it. Nobody's getting close.
He stuck it right in there, and I never lost stride and went 96 yards, and I think it's still a record now.
Number 2, Tone Time in Foxborough.
So Mark Sanchez drops back, sees Santonio Holmes heading to the corner of the end zone, throws a fade pass, and it's Tone Time.
Tone Time. Bottom line, the guy made big plays.
That catch by Santonio Holmes in that spot in that game was exactly why you went out and got a player like Santonio Holmes.
Holmes showed his athletic ability, his tremendous hands, coming up with that reception that really sealed the game for the Jets.
Santonio catches the ball, gets both feet down, and falls into the end zone in the corner of the end zone, and that was the game right there. That sealed it.
Number 1, Jumbo Elliott brings the house down on Monday night.
With all due respect to all great Jet wide receivers and tight ends in their history, might be the most iconic catch in the history of Jets football.
I think a lot of people probably turned that game off. A lot of people probably left the stadium that night and are regretting it now that they left.
Jumbo, you know, being a big guy, he's very athletic.
People love a fat guy touchdown.
It's like a bear hug.
I think he caught it about 3 times.
Juggle, juggle, boom, boom, boom.
And he finally corrals it. But that's the reason why you don't throw to offensive linemen. But in that case, Jumbo came through.
One of the most memorable moments in Jets history.